This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. President Trump is eagerly anticipating his meeting with China's President Xi Jinping next month at the G20 summit and expects they'll be ready to negotiate. But Trump says if it happens, great. But if not, our economy is booming.
For years, farm income has declined, and we're talking about many years. This year, however, and I was a little surprised to see this because I know that there's been really a trade attack on our great farmers. Net farm income, because our economy is doing so well, is forecast to be nearly $8 billion higher than in 2016. Did you know that?
The president says it was a surprise to him.
You're doing better than you were doing in 2016. Nobody told me that. But that's because our economy has been so strong. Our economy is about as good as it's ever been, maybe better than it's ever been. And the agricultural exports are expected to be $10 billion more than in 2016. It's not bad. You've done a good job.
In the meantime, he says, many companies are seeing the benefits of moving their operations back to the U.S. to avoid things like tariffs.
You don't have to pay, by the way, tariffs for companies when they move into the United States. You move to the United States. It's very simple business. There are no tariffs to pay. And many companies are already planning to move back to the United States or to move to the United States for the first time so they don't have to pay the 25% tariff.
In the near term, he says getting the USMCA ratified would be a huge relief to farmers and ranchers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.